Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shavuos Daf Chaf Beis. We are holding on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. We are at the two dots, three lines from the end of the page of Amru Lo Rabbi Akiva Heichan Matzinu. Today's share is sponsored once again by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha LaShalom, Nisham Shavan Aliyah. We thank him very much for continuing to sponsor the Daf Yomi share each and every day. Today, what we're going to discuss is the conversation that happened between Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham in the Mishnah about eating a kol shehu, that the Chacham challenged Rabbi Akiva. How could it be that a person is going to be chayiv for an achila of a kol shehu? So after all, where else do we find achilas kol shehu? So the Gemara is going to say, where else do we find achilas kol shehu that you chayiv? We can think of five other places that you chayiv for achilas kol shehu. So that's going to be the first point that Gemara is going to make. Then the Gemara is going to discuss four different cases where you chayiv karban just for a dibur, because part of what the Rabbi Akiva said to the chachamim, what he said back to the chachamim is, why are you surprised that you chayiv for a kol shehu? This is obviously a different area of Torah, because where else do you find that midaber umevi karban? So the Gemara is going to say, where else do you find midaber umevi karban? I have four different cases where you find midaber umevi karban. That doesn't seem to be so unique either. Then there's going to be, the Gemara is going to quote three cases where even the Chachamim agree that achilas kol shehu is going to be chayiv. That even though normally the Chachamim say, where do we ever find that you chayiv for a kol shehu? There are three different cases where even the Chachamim agree that achilas kol shehu is chayiv. Then the Gemara is going to have two different explanations of a brisa that says that two konamos can be mitzarif to a shir. If a person takes two different konamos, a type of neder, they're mitzarif to one another to equal a shir to be mechayiv him, but two shavuos cannot be mitzarif to a shir to be mechayiv the fellow. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to have three different shailas about eating less than a kazayis if you took a shavua not to eat something that's either inedible or that's halachically inedible, that's prohibited to eat. So that meaning, is that considered to be something that even if you pachos mikazayis, it's going to be chayiv? Because after all, it's lav barachila. It's something that you can't eat anyway. And then in the Mishnah on Amud Beis, the Mishnah is going to discuss how the wording of a shvua can affect the number of chiyuvim that you're going to have. Meaning, for example, if a person takes a shvua that he's not going to eat, so just in general, and he eats, he has a meal with all different types of foods, he's only chayiv for one violation. But if he takes a shvua that he's not going to eat pas chitin and pas saorin and pas kusmin, and then he eats each of those different things, so then he's going to be chayiv for each and every one of them. So it's all dependent on how he words the shvua, whether it's one shvua or whether it's multiple shvuas. And the Mishnah is going to have many examples of that, of where the wording is going to affect the number of violations that there are. So let's begin three lines from the bottom page. Amru lo Rabbi Akiva heichan matzinu, that in the Mishnah the Chacham said to Rabbi Akiva, where do you find that a person needs a kol shehu that they're going to be chayiv, that we should say over here that you're going to be chayiv for a shvua for eating a kol shehu? So says the Gemara, v'lo, do you really not find eating a less than a kazayis that you're going to be chayiv? V'harei nimala, what if a person eats a bug where you eat a chayiv malchus even though it's less than a kazayis? That's a Gemara we just had in Malchus Tafid Gimel, that that if you eat a whole bug, even if it's a very tiny bug, there's a machlokas from Shimon and the Rabbanon in the Mishnah whether chiyuvei achila are bekazayis or bekolshu, and the Mishnah over there says that if it's a whole bug, even the Rabbanon Ramod Rabbi Shimon, that you're going to be chayiv. So says Mara, bria shiny, or we call a lot of the in yeshiva say beria, but bria I think is what it really is different. That it's it's a separate topic. That even if you eat if you eat an entire creature, even though it's only a kol shehu, you're going to be chayiv. So therefore is an exception to the rule, and that's got nothing to do with a person who takes a shavua having in mind that that he's going to be chayiv for an achila that's less than a kazayis. That would not be true. It's a special din when it comes to an entire creature. It has to be something that's in its entirety, meaning it has to be something that's kibri aso, that is the way that it was created. If it's crushed to the point where it's missing even a tiny drop of it, a bug that's missing one of its legs or something like that, then it's no longer considered kibri yaso. So says the Gemara, second example, vare hegdish. When it comes to hegdish, you chayiv even if you eat less than a kazayis of hegdish, provided that it's worth a shavar pruta. So since we find that there's a chiv and achila pachas mikazayis, we should say that the das of the person taking the shvua was ta'aser even a kol shu. Says Gemara, no, habin and shavar pruta. You're only going to be chayiv for violation of hegdish if you benefited a shavar pruta from it. That's the shear of the isser by hegdish, because by hegdish it's not an isser achila, it's an isser hana'a. So we still haven't found a case of a kol shu. So when a person takes a shvua shelo yochal, he does not intend to aser kol shu. He only intends to aser a shear achila, which is a kazayis. Says Gemara, third example, vare mefaresh. One of the examples we're going to have later on of where everybody agrees that you chayiv even for a kol shu is if you take your shvua that I'm not going to eat even a kol shu, and you say explicitly you're mefaresh that even a kol shu I'm not going to eat. Then if you eat a kol shu, you're going to be chayiv. So there you see that it's achila through a shvua that's aser b'pachas mikazayis. So maybe when you take a shvua stam, it's also inclusive of pachas mikazayis. So says Marno, mefaresh nami kivri adami, that when a person says explicitly in his shvua that he's not going to eat even a kol shu, that's like eating an entire creature when it comes to other isurim. That just like when you eat an entire creature that's pachas mikazayis, you're chayiv because it has chashivas to it. So too, if you're mefarish in your shvua that you're not going to eat a kol shu, you're showing a chashivas to it. You're saying that this teeny tiny thing has a chashivas to me. And therefore, you cannot learn from there that if a person takes a shvua stam, that it's inclusive of even pachas mikazayis. So says Malask Viter, vare afar, a person takes a shvua not to eat afar, and he eats afar, l'choriz chayiv, even if it's pachas mikazayis, because it's not something that's royal achila, so there's no Indian to say that there's a shir achila, that you're only chayiv for a kazayis, it's something that's not even edible. Ella, so what you have to say is that even if a person takes a shvua not to eat afar, maybe you taka are only chayiv for your kazayis tifshot to buy Rava. Maybe this will resolve the question that Rava is going to ask on Amud Beis today, which is shvua shelo achal afar va'achal bekama. That if a person takes a shvua that he's not going to eat afar, and then he does eat afar bekama, how much of it does he have to eat in order to be chayiv? Is it a kazayis or a kol shu? So maybe based on what we're saying now, tifshot adika kazayis, maybe in a we could be poshet Rava's shaila that it should be a kazayis. So why is Rava still masupak about it? Meaning, if it seems very clear that you're never chayiv on a kol shuhu in the suri achila, why is Rava think that maybe by afar you are chayiv on a kol shu? So ki kamrin midi debar achila kamrinan. When the rabbanan say in the Mishnah heichon matzinu bochal kol shu shu chayiv, they mean heichon matzinu that if you eat food that's a kol shu that you're going to be chayiv. Eating off, or might be an exception, and that's why Rava is not poshet his shaila. Rava leaves it as a bai, as a question that he's not going to be able to resolve. So, frankly, Gemara, the last example, vare konamos, when a person says a konam kikar zualai, that he asers through a neder that's like hegdish, that he makes this kikar like hegdish to him. So he's aser in a kol shehu. Says Gemara, konamos nami kimefarish nami, the chiyuv of kol shu by konam is because you're assering it on yourself without using the word achila. So clearly your kavana is for even a kol shu of it. That is the equivalent of being mefarish in your shvua that you're not even going to eat a kol shuhu, where we said that if you're mefarish, everyone agrees that it's inclusive of a kol shuhu. If you say explicitly in your shvua that you're not going to eat a kol shuhu, then for sure a kol shuhu is included in your shvua. So every konam is as if you're mefarish, that includes even a kol shuhu, because a konam is an isra not. It's not an isra achila. So then the Mishnah said, Amar lehen Rabbi Akiva, shot right back to the Chachamim, heichon matzinu b'medaber, maybe carbon, shezeh medaber, maybe carbon. Where do you ever find that someone who speaks is going to bring a carbon for his dibor, that a shavua, when a person takes a shavua, he brings a carbon for his dibor? So the Gemara says, well, wait a second, I could think of many examples where a person brings a carbon for their dibor, and therefore it's going to be a kasha on Rabbi Akiva. Now the kasha of the Gemara is really not on the din that Rabbi Akiva is saying. L'chora, it is on the lashon that Rabbi Akiva uses. That Rabbi Akiva says, Heichon matzinu b'medaber umevi korban, shazem medaber umevi korban. That where do we find that such a thing exists? Because as far as the din that Rabbi Akiva is saying, the response that Rabbi Akiva is giving, the way Rashi understood it on New Testament Beis, is that since a korban shvuah comes as a result of a guy being mevatel his dibur, so a person who takes a shvuah that he shouldn't eat, and he eats a kol shu, he was taka mevatel his dibur, because the his das in his shvuah was ta'asr even a kol shuhu. So the real point is that the chi of shvuah is not about the achila, it's about the bitul adibur. So it's not, it has nothing to do with whether there's a chi of karban elsewhere on bitul dibur or not. So the fact that Rabbi Kiva says, heichem he only says that lashon so that his response to the chum should be similar to their kasha to him, where they said, so what the Gemara is asking is that we do find that someone is medaber maybe karban, but it's not a kasha on shitas Rabbi Akiva, it's a kasha on the lashon of Rabbi Akiva. That Rabbi Akiva says, we are lo matzinu, that we don't find such a thing. So the Gemara is just going to say that we do find such a thing. That's if you learn the way Rashi understood Rabbi Akiva, that since the karban came on his, the karban for shvua is on bitul diburo, so someone who takes a shvua that he's not going to eat and he eats a kolshu has in fact been mevatel his dibur. However, Tosos and Chafal from Beis said that Rabbi Akiva meant something else. That since what Rabbi Akiva meant is that we find a particular chumra by shvua that you're even chayev karban al bitul diburo, where we don't ever find that anywhere else. So then you could say the Gemara, the Gemara's kasha is straight up. It's on the halacha. What do you mean we don't find it anyway? We absolutely do find it somewhere else. Anyway, so the Gemara is going to bring a series of cases, four different cases, where we do find that there is a medaber umevi karban. Vilo, is there no such case of medaber umevi karban? Vare megade, if someone who Rachman son curses Hashem, if he was shogeg yischayev a karban chatas for his dibur, so says Mar medaber vi oser ka'mrinan. When Rabbi Akiva says we don't find medaber mevi karban, it means that through his dibur he generates an iser, he creates an iser that through his dibur. V'hai medaber v'chotehu. This person, the megadef, is not generating an iser. He's not making something new aser to him. He's just doing an avera. Meaning by being megadef, that itself is an avera. Meaning when you take a shavua, you're saying, okay, now there's a new activity that I'm not allowed to do because I took a shavua, a neder, something like that. But if you're just megadef, so then you're just an avarian, you're just in an avera. So says Gemara Vare Nazir. But a Nazir is a medaber and he's mevi karban. At the end of his nazirus, he brings karbanos, he brings a chatas, nola, a shlamim, right? So he brings all sorts of karbanos at the end. And he generated an iser when he says that he's a Nazir. So now all of a sudden he's not allowed to eat grapes and he's not allowed to be metame in the mason. He has all these isurim. Says Gemara mevi karbano al diburo ka'amrinan. When Rabbi Akiva says we don't find a medaber that's maybe a carbon, it means we don't find a medaber who brings a carbon for kapara, for having violated his own dibur. But when a nazir brings a carbon, it's not for having violated his dibur, it's to be allow him to drink wine going forward. So in order to get out of the, it's just part of the nazir's process. It's not a kapara for having been mevatel his dibur. He brings karbanos even if he was not mevatel his dibur. That when the nazirus ends, the period of nazirus, however long it was, when it ends, all the isuri nazir are still there until he brings the karbanos. So the it happens to be the sheet of Reb Lezer HaKapar in the Darim Daf Yud is that a nazir is a chote because he was mitzar atzmo min hayayin, that it's not proper for a person to deprive himself. And when a nazir decides that he's not going to drink wine, he is a chote for putting himself in that position of being mitzar himself from his wine. So the chatos is mechaperes for that. Now the Rashba points out, so how are you going to fit that into our Gemara? Our Gemara just said, no, when a nazir brings a karban, it's not for being mevatel zibur, it's not for doing something wrong. What do you mean, according to Rabbi Elazar HaKapar? Yes, it is. So the Rashba writes, you have to say that Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold like Rabbi Elazar HaKapar, and therefore you could say that he's not bringing a karban for any reason other than to be matir himself to drink wine. However, there there is another situation where a Nazir is maybe a Karban, and that is if he became Tameh during his Nazirus, so the entire Nazirus that he counted up until that point becomes Batel, and he brings Karbanos. He brings Shnei Sarim, Shnei B'nei Yonah, Echol Yola, Echol Chatos, etc. So, and he begins his Nazirus anew. So that's what the Rishonim point out, the Ramban and the Rashi point out. That's also not a Kasha, because he's not bringing a Karban for having sinned and being Mevatel as Diburo. He's bringing a Karban to restart his Nazirus, but it's not a Karban that's a Kapara for the Avera. Haraya, what if he was just innocently sitting around a Shabbos table, and a perfectly healthy young person sitting next to him just drops dead suddenly? So he also is Mevatel the Nazirus. He has to start again. He's got to bring all those Kaparas. He did nothing wrong. It was a total onus. Someone just happened to drop dead right next to him. So that's also going to be. So you see that the reason that a Nazir, even a Nazir Tameh, the reason that he brings Karbanos is not because he was Mevatel his Dibur. So it says Gemara, okay, but I'll give you another example where a person brings Karbanos for being Mevatel their Dibur. Vare Hegdish, if a person makes an item into Hegdish, and through that Dibur he assers whatever item it was, Behana'a, so if he's Mevatel that Dibur by being Nene from Hegdish, he brings a Karban Me'ila. So says Mar Oser Li'atzmo Ka'arminan, where Rabbi Akiva meant in our Mishnahs, where do we ever find that through a Dibur a person assers something only to himself, and he's going to bring a carbon for being mevatel that dibur v'hai, but if a person makes something hegdish, also call him kulahu, he's not just asking something to himself, he's asking something to the whole world, it becomes hegdish, klape everybody. So says Gemara, okay, but there's another way that a person can make something kind of like hegdish, only klape himself, v'hare konamos. What about a case of konamos? A person says, kikar zu alai konam, that kikar should be usher to him like a carbon. So if he eats from it b'shogeg, he's chayv a carbon me'ila, as if he were Nenna from Egdish. Meaning we have two parshiyos in the Torah. We have a parsha of Nedarim, which relates to me making things usher to me that have nothing to do with anybody else in the world. And we have a parsha of Egdish, where I'm objectively turning something into the property of the Beis HaMikdash. Where those two parshiyos meet is konamos. That konam is something that's personal to me, but I use language of Egdish, and I use the mechanisms of Egdish to make it usher to me. So that's how it fits all the criteria, right? We said when it comes to regular nedarim, when it comes to nazirus, we said no, that's a regular neder. That whatever karbanos you're going to bring is just part of the process. When it comes to hegdish, no, that's not that's asal kolol kulo. So where you could thread the needle is konamos. The Gemara assumes that you could bring a karban and it's not asal kolol kulo. So but it's a bittel of your own dibur. So says Mar kasavar ein mi ila b'konamos. Rabbi Akiva must hold that taka, there is no karban on konamos. It's not like hegdish, meaning konamos are not as similar to hegdish as you think they are. So there is no me'ila when one gets hana'a from that which he took upon himself as a konam. Okay, so now the Gemara discusses this machlokas tanaim between Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham in our Mishnah. Are there any cases where even the Chacham are going to agree that you're going to be chayav for a kol shu? So Gemara says, yeah, three cases. Number one, the whole machlokas in our Mishnah is a person takes a shvua that he's not going to eat, and he doesn't say how much. So that's where the Chum say it must mean a kezayis. Aval b'mefarish, but if he says explicitly in the shvua that I'm taking the shvua, I'm not going to eat a kol shu, then divrei hakol b'kol shu, then everyone agrees it's going to be a kol shu. My time, well, what's the reason? Mefarish nami kivri adami, that when you're mefarish in your shvua that you're not going to eat a kol shu, that's like a full bria, which by other isurim, that just like if you eat a full bug, let's say that's pachas mikazayis, you're going to be chayiv because that has chashivus. So too, someone who's mefarish, he's not going to eat a kol shu, he's giving chashivus to an achilas kol shu, that it should be a real achila that he's asering on himself. Now, why does the Gemara have to explain the reason that a mefarish is chayiv is because it's like a beria? It's a luchor, it's pashut, that if you take a shavua that you're not going happen to eat a kolshu, and then you eat a kolshu, of course you can be chayiv, because you're mevatel your dibur. So it's meaning, why would it be any different than a person takes a shua, I'm not going to throw this rock into the ocean, then he throws the rock into the ocean. I mean, he has nothing to do with achila per se. It's all the dinam of shua are not about achila. The dinam of shua are about, did you violate your shua? Did you violate what you said you were going to do? So of course if he says, I'm not going to ingest even a mashahu of this, and then he ingests a mashahu of it, of course he's going to be chayiv. It's no different than a shvua that doesn't relate to achila at all, where you're going to be chayiv. So Rav Chanan points out that since pachas mikzayis is not called an achila, the fact that he said that I'm not going to eat, that he takes a shvua shalo ochel kolshu, so that's the havamina is that I might think that since pachas mikzayis and achila are two things, are two phrases that are so sir one another, meaning he's talking out of two sides of his mouth at one time, to say I'm not going to throw a rock into the ocean, that's a sentence that makes sense. I'm not going to throw a rock into the ocean. I'm not going to eat pachos mikazayis. No, eating means a kazayis. So what do you mean? Not going to eat pachos mikazayis. So that's the havamina that the Gemara has, that it shouldn't make any sense. So the Gemara says, no, it becomes an achila when it's a beria. So since when you say kolshu, you are making it like a beria, and therefore it lifts it up to the level of an achila. A second example where everybody agrees, v'yama Rava. Rava also says, machlokas bishalo ochel. If you take a shvua not to eat, that's where the Chum say pachas mikazayis is not included in your shvua. Avul b'shalo et om divrei kol b'kolshu. But if you say I will not taste, then everyone agrees that it's kolshu. So says Mar Pshita, obviously it's with a kolshu because you didn't say achila. The whole reason to require a kazayis is because the word achila means a kazayis. But if you never use the word achila, you said I won't even taste it, so obviously it means even pachas mikazayis. Says Mar, nope, not obvious. Mal detema litonami kedamrienshi. I might have thought that tasting means the way people taste. It's like people have an expression when offered dessert, a sliver, just a sliver. They don't want a sliver, they want a piece of cake, right? But it's not polite to say that they want a piece of cake. So you cut them a normal piece of cake and then they eat the whole thing. So when a person says, lo etom, he doesn't mean lo etom. He means he's not going to eat. I'll taste a little bite to eat. He devours the whole meal. So kamash malan, that's why he comes to tell me, no, that if you didn't say the Lashon Achila, it's still inclusive of a Kol Shehu. Now the Ritva says, well, that Havamina is such a good Havamina. I mean, why is it a Kamash Malan? Meaning if people, by Shavuos and Nedarim, we always go Achar Lashon Bnei Adam. So if Lashon Bnei Adam is that Shelo Etom means, and I'm not going to eat, and that means a Kazayis, right? And Etom and Achila are the same thing. So why is it Taka true that everyone agrees that if you say Shelo Etom, that it's going to be even Pachos Mikazayis? So the Ritva says, no, sometimes people actually mean it, right? Sometimes a person says Etom, and he actually means just to take a little taste. So since it could go either way from the Lashon Bnei Adam, so that's why it's not an automatic that he's going to be Chayiv only Bikazayis, and that's why he's going to be Chayiv even with a Kol Shehu. And then a third case, Amar Rav Papa. First two cases were brought up by Rav, this one by Rav Papa. Machlokas, the machlokas between the Chum and Rabbi Akiva is b'shavuos, that if you take a shavua that you're not going to eat. That's where the Chum say, only if it's a kazayis have you violated the shavua. Aval bikonamos, but if you say a konam, divrei kol b'kol shu, everyone's going to agree that even if you eat a kol shu, you're going to be in violation of the konam. My time, why is that? Konamos nami, kivin delo kam mitkar shmoda achila, by a konam, since you didn't use the word achila, kedemefarish tami. That's as if you said beferish that you're not going to even ingest a kol shehu. So meisve, the Gemara challenges shnei konamos. If you have two loaves of bread that you aser on with a konam on yourself, mitstarfim, they could be mitstarif to each other for a sheer kazayis. That you eat a little bit of this loaf and a little bit of that loaf, and all together it's a kazayis. So you can be chayiv malkus. But shtei shavuos, if you take two different shavuos and two different loaves of bread, ain mitstarf. They're not going to be mitzayiv to kazayis. And Ramei Romer, konamos kishvuos. That konamos are just like shvuos, that neither of them are mitzayiv. V'yisal kadai techayiv b'kol shu lamali letzayiv. But wait, you just told me that by konamos, everyone agrees, you don't even need a kazayis. You're chayiv as soon as you eat a kol shu. So what are we talking about? Tziruf. Tziruf implies, I didn't have a kazayis to this, I didn't have a kazayis to that, and therefore I don't have enough of a chayiv. Oh, but all together they can be mitzayiv and it's a kazayis. But if you're chayiv for a kol shu, you don't need to be mitzayiv anything. You're already chayiv as soon as you have a kol shu. So says the Gemara, the Brisa is talking about a case, the Brisa which says that you need a tziruf must be talking about a case, da'amar achila mizo alai konam, achila mizo alai konam. Since he mentions the lashon v'achila, that is going to be only b'kazayis. But a general konam where you don't say the lashon v'achila, you just say konam kikar zo alai, so then it would be even b'kol shehu. So says Gemara, nah, ihachi, if that's the case, that he asserted himself in achila of each kikar, and my mitzarfos. Why would they be mitzarif to each other? Sof, zilachalakashira. In either kikar, he doesn't have a shir. Meaning, since he said achila mizo alaikonam, achila mizo alaikonam, it's as if he's saying, I'm not allowed to eat, I'm taking upon myself an isser to eat a kazayas from this loaf of bread, and I'm taking upon myself a separate isser to eat a kazayas from that loaf of bread. So it should make no sense for them to be mitzarif, because he ate a kazayas from neither loaf of bread. So it says the Gemara, no, the Brisa was talking about where he did use the lashon of achila, but he didn't say achila mizo and achila mizo. He said damar achila mishtehen alai konam. He said I'm taking I'm asering bekonam an achila from both of these loaves of bread. So the kavasega b'shvuos. But then when you compare that to shvuos, damar shvuos shelo achal mishtehen, if he uses a similar lashon, am I ein mitzarfin? Why would the Chum say that shtei shvuos are ein mitzarfos if he took a shvua that I won't eat? That I won't have an achila from both of these loaves. So Rav Pinchas. So Rav Pinchas explains the reason Shvur Shalochel Mizo the achilas from the two kikaros are not going to be mitzarif is shiny shvuos. Shvuos just happen to be different than konamos in the following sense: mitoch shechalukos lechataos, that the two loaves of bread that you took a shvua that you're not going to eat from this one and the other one, if you eat a kazayis from each of them, you're going to be chayv two korbanos chatos. So it makes sense that ain mitzarfos not going to be mitzarif to a kazayis, but by konamos there's no chiluk lekorbanos. And therefore, once you ask for the two kikaros with one shem achila, so why wouldn't they be mitzarif to a kazayis? So it says more ihachi. But if we're saying that you used the lashon achila when you took this konam, so therefore it's achila mizo alai konam. Rav Meir Omer konamos kishvuos. When Rav Meir says konamos should be just like shvuos in that they're not mitzarif, well bishlam shvuos hal v'chalukas l'chatos. I understand Rav Meir's position as far as shvuos are concerned because they're chalukas l'chatos. El konamos amaylo. How do we explain Rav Meir's shita? Meaning, we made such a good argument why konamos should be mitzdarif by making an ukimta that he used the lashon of achila and was an achila of the two of them together, right? So we made such a good argument that it should be mitzdarif. How do you explain Rav Meir's shita that they're not mitzdarif? So says Gemara, yeah, we got Rav Meir's shita in we presented it incorrectly. Epoch, you have to switch it around. Rav Meir Omer not konamos kishavuos, but rather shavuos kikonamos. Rav Pinchas, Rav Meir Taka says that it is mitzarif by konamos. His chiddush is that shvuos are like konamos, that it's mitzarif by shvuos as well. And he doesn't hold of this business that just because it's chalukos l'chatoos that they're not going to be mitzarif. He holds that they will be mitzarif. Ravina, Amar Ravina answers the kashan of Papa from the Brisa totally differently. Again, Rav Papa was one that said that by konamos, everyone agrees that it's even a kolshu. So we've challenged him from a Brisa because the Brisa says that by konamos there's a tziruf of this kikar and that kikar. What do you need a tziruf for if you're chayiv even a kol shu? So one approach was to say, no, the Brisa was talking about where you used the lashon of achila, so it meant a gezayis, and he said achila from both of these loaves. So now answer number two, Ravina Amar Kikam Rav Papa, linyan malkus. When Rav Papa says that you're chayiv for a kol shu on a konam, that's as far as being chayiv malkus. So kitanya hi, but when the Brisa talks about being mitzarif, that's linyan karban, debinan shavapruta. That's when it comes to a karban where there's definitely a shear that you need for to be chayiv a carbon, and that is a shavapruta, not a kazayis, a shavapruta, that you need to have a benefit of a shavapruta from the loaves of bread in order to be chayiv a carbon. Ooh, says the Gemara, the member of the Savi Rabbanon, Yesh Mi'ila b'konamos. Does that mean to say that the Rabbanon hold that just like you violate Mi'ila when you get Hana from Hegdish, so too there's Mi'ila when it comes to konamos? Remember, that's a big chiddush, because konamos really is, you're using Lashonos of Hegdish, but it's not really Hegdish, meaning it's Hegdish to you, which really means that it's not really Hegdish, it doesn't belong to the Beis HaMikdash. So that's going to be Mi'ila, Va'atanya, but didn't we have a Braisa, Kikar Zo Hegdish, Va'achala Beinu, Bein Chaveru, Ma'al, that if you say this kikar is hegdish, so it becomes hegdish. So if you or anybody eats it, it's a violation of mi'ila l'fichach yesh l'pidyon, and therefore it's subject to pidyon. You can unhegdish it by being poded for money. But kikar zo alai hegdish, Hu ma'al, if you say kikar zu alai hegdish, meaning that it's only hegdish to you, then the guy who said that is going to be in violation of mi'ila, because for him it's hegdish. But chaveru lo ma'al, if his friend eats it b'shogeg, he's not in violation of mi'ila, because it was never made hegdish to him. It's not usher to the whole world. L'fichach ein lapidyon, and therefore it's you can't be poda it. That's Rav Meir shita. V'cham omrim beinu bein chavero lo ma'al fisha ein mi'ila b'konamos. And the Cham say, no, nobody's in violation of mi'ila. Even the guy that took that said that kikar zu alai ke'agdish, even he's not in violation of mi'ila, because there's no mi'ila on konamos. Konamos is something personal to you. It's not really hegdish. It's not subject to mi'ila. So that's a kasha on Ravina, because the way Ravina's learning the brisa, the Cham hold that there is mi'ila b'konamos. So says Mara Epoch, switch around the names of the Tanaim in the last price that we just quoted, and it should really read as follows: Echad zev echad zev lo ma'al l'fi she'ein mi'ila b'konamos divrei Meir, that it's Rav Meir in fact who says ein mi'ila b'konamos v'cham marmuhum al v'chaver lo ma'al, and the Cham say no, the guy himself who took the konam, he is taka in violation of mi'ila, he's taka chayiv for mi'ila, and that the Cham hold yesh mi'ila b'konamos. Well, ihachi, if that's the way you're going to explain it, we still have a kasha, because the Braisa said Rav Meir Omer konamos kishavuos, that konamos are not mitzariv to ushavar puto to be chayiv a korban mi'ila, elo konamos tzrufi dlo mitzarfi ha mi'ila ispu, which implies that they're not mitzariv to a shir mi'ila, but it's subject to mi'ila if you have the full shir in one kikar, that konam is going to be subject to mi'ila. But I thought you just told me that Rav Meir holds there's no mi'ila by konamos. So says Gemara, now Rav Meir, you're right, holds no mi'ila by konamos. That which we said, that there's no tziruf of the two different loaves of bread for konamos with the fishitas Rav Meir. Yeah, what Rav Meir was doing is he was talking to the Rabbanon on their level. L'divrei and Rabbanon kamalu. He was saying to them, even if I'm nichnas into your shita, that there is such a concept of mi'ila for konamos, this case of for eating half a shear from this loaf and half a shear from that loaf should not constitute a violation of konamos. According to me, conversation doesn't even get off the ground, because there's no mi'ila for konamos whatsoever. But lididhu, even according to you, that you hold there's mi'ila by konamos, odulimiyas, at least admit to me to konamos kishavuos, that konamos have a din like a shavua. So says Mar Rabbanan, the Rabbanan hold, you cannot compare konamos to shavuos. Shavuos ika to Rav Pinchas, because by shavuos you have the svar of Rav Pinchas, that since they're chalukos and chataos, they're not mitzayiv to one shear. Konamos lekel to Rav Pinchas. By konamos, there is no svar of Rav Pinchas, because there is no chiluk lekarbanos, and therefore they are mitzayiv. So period, that's the end of that conversation. So far in the Gemara, what we did today is we had five examples of achilu b'kol shu, where a person is going to be chayiv, and we explained each of those. We had four examples where a medaber mevi karban, and then we had three cases where even the Cham are going to agree that achilu b'kol shu, you're going to be chayiv. A case of mefarish, a case of shelo etom, and a case of konamos that you're going to be chayiv. Now the konamos brought us into this whole long conversation about whether there is mi'ila b'konamos or not mi'ila b'konamos. So now the Gemara discusses things that are not royal achila. Along the way, we had mentioned if you eat dirt, right? So it needs to be a kasai. So we're going to have three different sveikos about things that are not royal achila. So Amarava, shvur shlo ochal va'achal afar pater. If a person takes a shvur that he's not going to eat, and he eats afar, so he's going to be pater, because achila only includes things that are royal achila. Afar is not a bar achila, and therefore it's not included in his shvur. The Rashash wonders that what exactly is Rava teaching me. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, shvur shlo ochal va'achal ochlan shein ruin achila pater. So why, what we haven't seen the Mishnah yet, but there's such a Mishnah. So what's Rava teaching me? So says the Rashash, there's makom to say that afar is a little bit royal achila. The Gemara in Shabbos Kofiud Gimel sounds like there were some people that ate afar. I don't know. So maybe it's a little bit royal achila. So anyway, so by Rava raises the following shayla. Shvur shlo ochal afar bekama. A guy takes a shvur that he's not going to eat afar, so we know that it's a binding shvur, but how much does he have to eat to be in violation? Amar shlo ochal daiter kazayis, odilma kibin dolav midi da'achli inshihu b'kol shu. Do we say that since he used the word achila, it must be a kazayis? Or do we say, no, there's no achila on afar, so it must be a kol shu. So take, the Gemara leaves that unresolved. By Rav, another shayla. Shvur shlo ochal chartzon bekama. What if a person says, I'm not going to eat the grape seeds? So how much grape seeds does he have to eat in order to be chayiv? Kivan de misachal al yidei taroves, daite akazayis. Do we say that grape seeds actually can be eaten as long as you're eating it together with the rest of the grape? And therefore, even though you're eating it alone, it's daite, it has sheer kazayis. Or do we say that since nobody eats grape seeds alone, daite amashahu, so then the das is going to be for a mashahu, because it's not really an achila. There must be people that eat grape seeds nowadays. They probably do something with it. So like the watermelon seeds and the sesame, right? They must be. So teku. So the Gemara leaves that unresolved. So by Ravashi, Ravashi says, I'll ask you another shayla. Nazir shamar shvua shalo chal chartan. What if a nazir, so he's already not allowed to have any grape products, then takes a shvua that he's not going to eat grape seeds? So bekama, what's the shir? The kivin de kazayis yisur daraisa, who since even without the shvua, he has an issur daraisa to the kazayis because he's a nazir. So what's the shvua about? Kika mashtaba teir kama mashtaba v'dayta mashu. It must be that he's taking a shvua on that which is mutter to him, even as a nazir, which would mean less than a kazayis, and therefore the shvua is saying that he's not allowed to eat even a mashu. Odilma kivin da amar shalo ochel v'dayta kazayis. Or do we say no? He used the word shalo ochel, and therefore his intention is for a kazayis. The Rishonim are a little bit bothered by the first tzad of the suffix that since he's a nazir, it's the iser is only because kazayis. So the shvua must be for that which is mutter to him up until that point, which is pachas mikazayis. Pachas mikazayis is mutter for a nazir. Oh, you have here of chatzi shir aser min haTorah. Right, we have Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, where the Chatzishir is Asr Min HaTorah, Yumadav Hayin Dalin, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, that Chatzishir is Taka Asr Min HaTorah. So Mestama, Ravashi holds also Chatzishir is Asr Min HaTorah. So how can he raise this as a suffix? So Tosa says that since Chatzishir is only an Isir, it's not a violation of a Lav nor an Asay, it's just Asr Min HaTorah, but it's not a classical Pasuk in the Torah, not a Lav nor an Asay, so maybe we can call that Dovra Mutter. The Ramban says, no, we're assuming like Reish Lakish. Rav Ashi must be assuming like Reish Lakish. The Chatzi Shir is Mutter Min HaTorah, not like the Shita. The Chatzi Shir is Asr Min HaTorah. So Tashma says, well, let's bring a Raya from a Mishnah. A person takes a Shvur Shalo Ochel, Va'achal Neveles, Trevush Shkatzim, Rumasim, and then he eats all sorts of Asr things. So Chayiv, he's Chayiv a carbon Shvur of Rabbi Shimon Potter. Rabbi Shimon says, no, he's not Chayiv because the Shvur was never Chal on things that anyways he was Mushpah V'yomen Me'ar Sinai that he's not allowed to eat anyway. Va'avinan Ba'a, so we're going to ask about this in tomorrow's daf. I'm a chayiv. Why, according to the Chum, would be chayiv? Don't you admit he's already mushmav mer sinai hu? So Rav Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, the Amri, they all explain bekol dvarma mutarim and dvarma asurim. He said, I'm taking shvur that I'm not going to eat, which includes everything, mutter things, kosher foods, not kosher foods. It's chal on everything. Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish says, no, it's not that he's including dvarma mutarim. Iatamotze ella ibim farish chatzishir. The Reish Lakish says the reason is that he's going to be chayiv is not because he included dvarma mutarim in his shvua. No, he's going to be chayiv for shvua for violating shvua when he eats nevelos or trefos. When the mashmos of the shvua was that he's not going to eat even less than a kazayis, because on pachas b'kazayis he's not mushba mehar sinai for an isra nevela. And that's why the Shavua is room to be chal. How could it be that he's saying that he's going to eat even less than a kazayis? Well, he says, either according to the Rabbanan, he explicitly says chatzi shir, where even the Rabbanan agree that if you're mefarish, and if you explicitly say in your Shavua that it's going to be a chatzi shir, it's inclusive of a chatzi shir. Or, according to Rabbi Kiva, even if you just say stam, it's inclusive of a chatzi shir. That's Rabbi Kiva Shita. That when you take a Shavua and eat pachas mi kazayis, you're going to be chayiv anyway. So that's why if he eats nevelos, the Shavua is going to be, it's going to be a violation of the Shavua, because the Shavua was chal on the chatzi shir. So it says, nevela de mushpav amir sinai hu. But wait a second, nevela is something that's already mushpav amir sinai. Dichi chartz on the gabi nazir damya. Shouldn't that be just like the grape seeds, klape the nazir? And it sounds like time of the parish. That the reason that someone who takes a shvua not to eat a dover aser, the shvua is going to be chal, is only because he said explicitly that he's being nishba on pachos mikazayis. Hello, parish, but it makes it sound like if he just stam takes a shvua that I'm not going to eat nevelos and trefos and things like that, daite akazayis. We assume he only intends to aser akazayis to himself, and he's just unaware that a shvua can't be chal on that which is already prohibited to him. So shema mina, don't you see from here that a nazir who also also takes a shvuah that he's not going to eat chartzon, intends on a kezayis of chartzon, and he's just unaware that the shvuah is not going to be chal on that? So it says, "El tifshot to bay Rava." Once you're quoting Reish Lakish, maybe we could be poshet that which Rava asked. Shvuah shlo chal afar bekama. That Rava asked, if you take a shvuah that you're not going to eat afar, how much do you have to eat in order to be chayiv? Does it need to be a kezayis? Well, tifshot da'adika kezayis. Maybe from Reish Lakish we could prove that it's got to be a kezayis. And don't tell me that, oh, but offer is not roi l'achila, so it's even less than a kezayis. Da nevela kafer damya. From a halachic perspective, nevela is like dirt. Nevela is also not roi l'achila. And it sounds like the assumption is going to be that you intend to aser a kezayis of it. V'taima deparish. The only reason that the shvuah would be chal on pachos mi kezayis is if you were mefarish explicitly that I'm not going to eat pachos mi kezayis of nevela. But hello, parish, if you just take a shvuah not to eat a nevela, then daite a kezayis. We assume it's a kezayis. So why should offer be any different? Offer is the same as nevela, is the same as chartzon for nazir. It's all the same. Says Gemara, lo. Offer lav barachilu hu klal. Offer is physically inedible. Nevela bas achila va'aryu deraviyu lava. Nevela is delicious. It's just that Hashem says you're not allowed to eat it. So that's a totally different thing than offer. Okay, but Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis. Everyone have a good day and a good Shabbos.